The blessings and the presence of the Lord be upon you, dear family. Jesus, what is on your precious heart today? Mother Claire began. Oh Lord, I long for your kingdom to come and your will be done. How magnificent is your plan for us. It is so beyond human comprehension. I commit my whole self to you and your wisdom. How may I serve you, Jesus? I want nothing to do with my own will. Deliver me from all our enemies. I beg of you, Lord, let us be true vessels unto honor that you can count on. I am beginning to see how we complicate, divide, and evade. This is especially illuminating for me as I see how easily I allow myself to be distracted. Yes, beloved, when you conquer that fault, things will go so much more smoothly and focused for you. I can see it, but please help me to renounce those occasions. My weakness is comical, almost like a Pavlov dog. Toss the bone and they run after it. Toss another in a different direction and they forget about the first bone and go after the second. This is an exercise in futility that the enemy amuses himself with, almost like a three-ring circus. How can I get over this? Practice makes perfect, my love. You are in training for this now. First, before you can change, you must recognize what you are doing. Now that you know we are working with you to stop that knee-jerk reaction and stay centered on the present goal. My love, you are going to blossom like never before with the new graces I will impart to you. We are doing this together, and you will barely recognize yourself when we are finished. Part of your discipline is to handle what comes up without warning, with great wisdom, discretion, and patience. Your life is way too fragmented because of the needs of those around you, which the enemy uses as a roulette wheel to break your train of thought. Then when it is broken, they steal your intentionality and focus, so that when you return, your whole demeanor is watered down. In this way, the message loses continuity and impact. My beloved, you must learn how to protect yourself when you and I are working together. You must be protected. Most people do not understand how critical this buffer zone is. They just burst right in. But what has not been made clear to them is that you are talking with God, and they're called to act like angels to protect you from being fragmented. You are so eager to help others. This is your weakness. I need you to protect me from interruptions. Let's put it this way. Would you walk in on the president when he was in a conference or quietly studying a situation? Good grief, no. You don't see the importance of your mission. Rather, you try to accommodate everyone. This must stop. The most critical thing on this mountain is the protection you need to hear and obey me. They are not getting that, and you aren't either, as a matter of fact. Yes, there is a time for humility, but there is also a time to honor my presence and protect it. My children, her job has more importance, way more critical than you realize. These are the very oracles of the Almighty God of heaven and earth. As such, they have the power to save souls from damnation and instruct, protect, and guide my people. I need you to show much more respect and decorum, not to her alone, but to me, when she is listening to me. You can protect her from the many ways she has been fragmented. If you are vigilant and realize how critical this is to me, how about it? Will you protect my time with her? As a matter of fact, all of you are critically important in this mission and destiny. Whenever I speak to you, that time becomes holy. Every word, every intention given to you has great significance to the body of Christ. Please do not hide behind humility and lessen the importance of my words to you. You are given parts to the puzzle, parts that no one else has. And if you don't put them in place, you fail me. Therefore, take your role on this mountain very seriously, because what you do with my words has the power to save, or when withheld, the power to open the door to the enemy and ruin a work in progress. I give each of you a piece of the puzzle. Please be responsible with it. You are consecrated souls who have left the world to be my instruments of salvation. Please cease from saying, "I don't know what it means," or "I don't know if it was the Lord or not." Rather say, "This deserves more prayer," or "Lord, please give us more clarity," or "Holy Spirit, I rely on you to help me understand." When you treat these things in this manner, you are defeating the devils who are counting on you not knowing, so that you are lacking insight. Your hearts are set on me. You pray and fast. You seek me out. Don't pretend to be weak and ignorant anymore. It just doesn't suit you. It's not who you are now. You have grown and show much faith and maturity. Wear that hat. Press in and expect me to clarify. The days are coming, and even here, where your part of the puzzle will be absolutely critical. Pray for the Holy Spirit to accompany you and to reveal to you all truth. Amen.